Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Clint Sterner, Jeremy Branham on Houston Sports Leaders, Sports Radio 610. Being joined now by Nick Holley, running back for the hottest football team in the city of Houston. Nick, thanks so much for stopping by. How are things going first two games of the season?
Of course, I appreciate you having me on. Things have been exciting. It's been great. Just, you know, being out with the guys, seeing all the hard work pay off, and it's been a lot of fun.
What's it like playing for June Jones, man? I mean, I got to think of a guy like you, like a Swiss Army knife type of player where you can play in the backfield, you can play at the wide receiver position, inside or out. I mean, you got a guy in June Jones, man, who's one of the most creative to do it over the years, over a long period of time, man. It's got to be fun playing in his offense.
Yeah, well, first of all, he's very intelligent when it comes to the game of football, and he's an innovator, so being a football guy myself, it's been awesome to be able to learn from him, to be able to, you know, kind of have him teach me some things and to not only further my knowledge in football, but just kind of push myself in some new aspects of nuances of my game. So it's been a lot of fun learning from him. And like you said, he's the type of guy that he'll find a way to use you. And for myself, you know, being kind of all over the place in the last few years, being a quarterback, wide receiver, running back, it's been nice to see, you know, he sees potential in me in a couple of different areas. So it's been very encouraging, and it's been very fun. And like you said, he's a knowledgeable guy that, you know, it's fun to learn from him, and it's just been a blessing, to be honest.
Nick, did you know coming in that you were going to be paired up with June Jones? How'd that whole process of you getting to the Houston Roughnecks, how did that work out? I mean, you're obviously very fortunate. There's no doubt about it. But how'd that work out, man?
Yeah, so, well, first of all, I feel as if I got put in the best situation. This is going to sound horrible, but I didn't know who June Jones was. So everybody was telling me, oh, you're going to be out there with – they were talking about Hail Mummy and June Jones and all these guys. And I'm like, yeah, I'm a football guy, but I don't know who that is. So they actually kind of had to explain it to me. That my high school coaches were who actually were asking me about it and how it kind of came about. The AAF, after I got released from the Rams, the Los Angeles Rams, Randy Mueller had brought me out to Salt Lake in the AAF. And while I was out in Salt Lake, they put me through the physical process to see if they could clear me. And, you know, Randy seen me practice one time. And when I went to go get my physical, the doctors did their exams. And they said, hey, we don't think you have an ACL. And I'm like, no, I have an ACL. I was just out playing with the Rams. I've been training. I've been ready to go, you know, whatever. So we get an MRI. And lo and behold, I do not have an ACL. So,
Like you don't have one. Like when you first said that, I thought you were like, you don't have a torn ACL, but you mean like you don't have one.
Well, I didn't, they couldn't find it. So
like literally couldn't find it in your knee.
Yeah. I had one at one point and they couldn't find it. So, long story short, I had to go get a surgery to get a cadaver ACL put in my body. So that's kind of how Mr. Mueller said, hey, listen, you know, he kind of knew what I was going through. It was going to be the third surgery that I had knee-wise. And he said, listen, stick with me, communicate, and I'm going to stay. And then, you know, I was like, okay, yeah, cool. Then the AAF folded, and I'm like, well, shoot, now I'm you know, at square one. So it was crazy how it worked out. And I don't know, you know, there had to be a higher power working because Mr. Mueller ended up coming here to Houston. He stuck with me the whole time right after my surgery, asked me how everything was going, stayed with me throughout the whole process. I sent him some films back and forth, and, you know, I ended up coming out to Houston. So that's kind of how it worked out. It was kind of a luck of a draw type thing, I guess.
Hey, you talked about the knee surgery. I did not know you did not have an ACL, but but you've had – your story is pretty hard to believe, man, with the surgeries. And was it a neck or did you break your back or neck?
Yep, I broke my back.
You got to talk us through. I didn't mean to giggle at that, by the way. I know how serious that is. You got to take us through that, those injuries and what the heck happened and how you dealt with it and the adversity that you went through in dealing with that and coming back.
Yeah. So originally, it would have been my first. I want to say it might have been my sophomore year. First junior year of football in college. I was going against the Minnesota Gophers, and the corner came out. I remember the play pretty vividly. They got a pretty sweet picture of it, but I jumped over the corner and cleared him pretty good. I landed on one leg. Well, one of their guys was pursuing from backside and smoked me from the back. So, you know, as a football player, you get those little stingers, you get those little hits where you're like, dang, that one, you know, that one hurt, for lack of better words. So I jogged back to the huddle and I'm like, this pain ain't going away in my back. And I kind of tapped my helmet. That was the only time I've ever tapped out of the game. But I jogged over to the sideline and I kind of got on my knees and laid down and told the trainer, I said, hey, something's going on with my back. And then from there on out, I couldn't move. So I don't know if it was adrenaline or what, but long story short, I got at the end of the game, I stayed on the sideline and, it took them about 20 minutes to get me from off the ground to the table. Cause I literally any type of movement just was, it was probably one of the worst physical pains I've ever felt in my life. So I got up on the bench, they kind of wrapped me up, put some ice on it. And I had to have one of my coaches and my twin brother, carried me all the way into the locker room. They ended up giving me some different types of shots to try to help it out. And it was so bad that I didn't even feel the shots go in my back. So, you know, that took a little while to heal. Wasn't a very fun process. Probably, like I said, one of the worst physical pains I've ever been through. Took me about 20, 30 minutes each day to get in and out of bed because you'd be sweating and trying to, yeah. So long story short, it was a painful process, and then I recovered from that, came back junior year and was playing running back and slot receiver just a little bit, not too much in the slot, but we had went up against Alabama. A couple quarterbacks went down. I was a quarterback in high school, and originally they had told me, hey, we're going to let you pick your position when you come to college, but everybody knows, you know, that's not how it works. So when I got there, that wasn't my position. Well, after a couple quarterbacks got hurt, I went to quarterback, finished out my career at Kent State at quarterback, but it would have been the last two games or last three games of the season. We're playing a team, and that's when my first, or we're playing Bowling Green, and got kind of, what do you want to call it, a low hit to the knee. Guy missed the block, and it just kind of exploded my knee. So my first ACL, MCL, medial meniscus tear happened. The whole off season, that was kind of the first experience I had through ACL surgery. And if you've had one, you know how strenuous the recovery is and how frustrating it is. Cause it's almost like teaching a newborn baby how to walk again. You know, it's just everything is not there. So, and the process of healing is just so slow. So, the whole off season I recovered, I was doing doing therapy and trying to come back stronger. And I had come back stronger. I went against, I forget where the first game was, but the second game was against Clemson. Had a really good game. As a quarterback, I mean, as a team, we didn't do so hot. but had a pretty good game myself. So I was on a high. You know, I'm like, I just came back from the surgery. I'm doing really well. The next game, third game in against Marshall, I almost felt like my knee needed to pop, my left knee. This now the left knee, not the right knee that just had surgery. Well, I go to make a read, my running back kind of pulls me forward. I make a cut, same time, my knee did pop, and second ACL occurred. So at that point, you know, I stood up, kind of felt it, and I jogged off to the sideline, and I told the trainer, I said, hey, I think I just tore my ACL. And so they went through the checks, and lo and behold, I tore my ACL. So I, kind of was at a very low point. I remember I called my brother at halftime and told him what was going on. And you know, we're pretty close being twins. We're best friends. And, you know, I kind of lost it, bawled my eyes out a little bit. And I always said after the first one, if another one happened, put me down like a racehorse, because it was the first one wasn't fun to come back from. But, you know, I kind of buckled down and said, you know what, this is something that I still want to pursue. That was my last season in college, and I knew I'd want to go to the NFL. I knew it was going to be a huge uphill battle, being that come about 4.5 months, my pro day was occurring, and I needed to make an occurrence or a presence. And I think at about 6 months is when minicamp started. So at 4.5 months after my second surgery, I went to pro day, did everything but position drills. Did, you know, fairly well, I guess, for having a 4.5 month old ACL. And then I went off to the Rams. They ended up calling me, picking me up, and then the third ACL is when, you know, they released me and I went out to Salt Lake. So long story short, it's been about 4.5 years of straight rehab on some part of my body. And it's been, you know, I've had some very low points, but I always tell myself, you know what, you get about 2-3 days to sulk and to feel bad for yourself, and then you move on and you pursue your dream. On my cell phone, I have something that says, if you give up on your dreams, what's left? And I feel as if that's all of what life is about, is, you know, never giving up on your dreams and, you know, pursuing it till it's done. So that's kind of my short story, I guess.
Yeah, it's crazy what you've been through. I love the fact that you're still pursuing that dream, as you mentioned, and the Houston Roughnecks off to a great start at 2-0. Nick, thanks so much for stopping by. Thanks for sharing your story. We'll be watching you this season.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having me, and sounds good.
All right. Nick Hawley, running back for the Houston Roughnecks. As you can tell, he's been through some things in his football career. And that's, to me, what the XFL is about. It's about guys this that are cusp players, that maybe they've been unlucky through the past with injuries or whatever the case may be, trying again for that one last shot, for that dream, as he said.
No doubt about it. And look, he's a big part of their offense. I mean, he's a guy that can play multiple positions. And, you know, we talked a lot about Taysom Hill, and I know it was in a light of the last couple of weeks about him being compared to Drew Brees. And I didn't like that disrespect that was shown towards one of the greatest, but he's cut from that same cloth of Taysom Hill. I mean, that's what he has the ability to go catch it over the middle, not just the easy catches, but the difficult catches. He climbed the ladder in week one and caught a big throw over the middle by P.J. Walker. And when you got a guy like P.J. Walker that moves around as much as he does, those Swiss Army knife type of players are even more effective. So, yeah, man, Nick Hawley, not only has he got a great story, but he's a hell of a football player, and it's going to be fun to watch this season unfold.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.